Friday comes but once a week, but they do add up. And each Friday we ask one of our Culturefile guests about their own watching, reading, listening, and even sniffing habits. And this time, cold temperature composer Rachel Lavelle shares with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Rachel Lavelle. I am a singer and composer from Dublin. The last book that I read is called My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Ottessa Moshfegh. It is hilarious and very dark. At the same time, I really enjoyed it. It's a bit of a whirlwind of a read. It's about a young woman in New York who is going through a bit of a crisis and believes that if she sleeps as much as she can for the year, she will be reborn, basically. So she goes out of her way to get prescribed a lot of sleeping tablets and all these various things, and basically sleeps for the year. But it's really well written. It's very funny and very sad. The last film that I saw was the Pavarotti documentary in the IFI. I really liked it. And yeah, the music, he really could sing very well, Pavarotti. Excellent singer. It covers, yeah, his whole lifespan, like up until his death. I didn't know anything about him, really, before. I just heard of him because he's really famous.
Come vorresti essere ricordato tra cent'anni?
He was a nervous wreck before every performance. He would always say,
"We got to die.
Can you be sure you'll hit the note?"
No, that is the beauty of my profession.
I watched Fleabag. Yeah, love that. Very sad it's only two seasons. But that was hilarious. And yeah, she's very talented, the director and the actress, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It just made me laugh all the time. And I saw like a lot of, I think you see like a lot of yourself in it, or you see your friends in it. She's very good at like making you laugh, but then there's moments of like real sadness, and she can kind of catch you with the humor. She draws you in with her humor, and then she's like, keeps you there. I guess she's not the typical portrayal of a female woman on TV. She's like a bit outrageous. I watched her at an award ceremony recently, and she was like, "I'd like to thank my mum, who always said, whatever you do, make sure you are outrageous," basically. That is a good piece of advice. Music-wise, I have been listening to Jenny Havel, her album called The Practice of Love. Her music is like electronic pop, I guess. And yeah, she just kind of like speaks sometimes, and she's very free in her music. And I really like that about her. She tends to like take on really big subject matters. Like this one is kind of like maybe her most intimate album. The last one was like about vampires and the menstrual cycle. Blood. So that's Jenny Havel, The Practice of Love.
Look at these trees. Look at this grass.
Food and drink.
Look.
I've been really enjoying a walk to Nick's in Ranelagh. They do really delicious coffee there. You can get a small Americano for €2. Excellent. And you buy a little pastry in Lidl and bring it to the park. And that's been a very nice little ritual I have had. In Lidl, I get this hazelnut chocolatey pastry. When you get it, it's cold, but it's still actually quite delicious, yeah. I have been wearing Molecule perfume. It's a really, really lovely kind of, I guess it's a, maybe like a, it's quite a masculine scent, very musky, but quite light and fresh. It's really unique because it combines with the person's own scent. So it might smell different on a different person. But I really like it, how it smells on me.
Rachel Lavelle there. And shortly we'll be back with the long-hidden culture of the common crane, the communicative promise of aerial circus, and we ask, is there life on Tatooine at a new exhibition in, appropriately enough, Sirius Arts Centre in Cork. That's all in the Culture File Weekly after Nuachtlet 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.